With control of Congress up for grabs, both parties are refining their messages and their methods of reaching voters. Yesterday, Republican Party Chairman Ken Mellman told Steve Inskeep about his party's efforts to pinpoint people who might vote Republican.
This week, we've also been talking with Howard Dean. He's chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Dean won that job despite concerns of some of his fellow Democrats that he would push the party too far to the left. Yet it is Dean who, in his travels over the past 2 years, has set out to reclaim socially conservative voters, voters who abandoned the Democrats years ago, which leads to this question. Why should those voters trust Democrats to act in accordance with their values if Democrats were to win control of Congress?
Because a lot of the values that folks talk about are, in fact, values of the Democratic Party. Making sure that America has a tough defense policy, but also a smart defense policy is a Democratic value. Making sure that working people get a decent shake out of the economy. The economy didn't work for 80% of the people in this country, the Bush economy. I think when people give the Democratic Party a second look, they're going to see something different than what the Republicans have been telling them about the Democratic Party in these so-called red states.
Although when Republicans do talk about Democrats, they say, look, if Democrats win the House, for example, you will have a House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco. You'll have a committee chairman with names like Barney Frank of Massachusetts or Charlie Rangel of New York.
Sure, you expect those, those appeals to.
Well, are those folks' priorities in step with the red state voters that you want to attract?
Well, here's what Nancy Pelosi has said. First thing they want to do is raise the minimum wage. That has broad appeal in every state in the country. Second thing they want to do is have an ethics policy that works. Third thing they want to do is have a tax program that works for middle-class people, not for insurance companies, oil companies, and Bush contributors. We need a new direction. That's what this is about, is a new direction.
Well, let's talk about what that direction would be under Democrats. I want to play you a piece of tape. It comes from Rahm Emanuel, Democratic congressman, head of Democratic efforts to win the House this year. He spoke to us a few days ago.
We've gone from 2000-2004 in those two presidentials, which are big branding opportunity for our party, without really branding. It's been almost 10 years since our party in 96 stood up and said, here are our values, here are our ideas, and here's the way we want to move forward.
Mr. Chairman, do you and Rahm Emanuel, who's seen as a more centrist Democrat, agree on what the Democratic brand should be?
I think we probably do. First of all, I think Rahm is absolutely right. I think the Democrats need to be branded because we are the fiscally responsible party as opposed to these enormous deficits. I think the Democrats need to be branded as tough and smart on defense, not just talking tough on election time. But I also think the Democrats need to be branded, and I think we are already, as the party of compassion and the party of caring for ordinary Americans.
When you became chairman, you promised not to try to take a lead in making policy for Democrats.
I did not do any such thing.
You did not?
No.
How did you define your policy-making role as chairman?
I don't have a policy-making role as chairman, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to say things about policy. I think it's important to have a vigorous approach to what we would do.
Are you telling me that there was never a moment as you became chairman that you said, look, I know some Democrats don't agree with me on the issues, but my job is to push the party tactically and not to make policy for people?
Well, I think there are those in Washington who wish I wouldn't talk about policy, but of course I'm going to talk about policy. Look, to think that somebody who spent 12 years in the governor's office and then 2 years running for president is not going to talk about policy, I think, is a big mistake.
If your party does win one house or the other of Congress this fall, what will be your responsibility to get things done?
I think Leader Pelosi has said our agenda is to raise the minimum wage, is to have a real ethics bill so that we can get rid of the culture of corruption that the Republicans have brought to Washington, and also to make a down payment on issues like health care and middle-class tax fairness. We know that the president's not going to sign all those things, but we need to work with the Republicans.
That's the question. If he's not going to sign them, how are you going to be willing to compromise or to find a somewhat different agenda, an adjusted agenda that might pass?
Our agenda will pass. Whether the president signs them or not, it's going to be up to him. The point of the next 2 years and the point of electing Democrats in 2 weeks is to change the direction, to restore our strength at home and abroad, to restore our respect and, frankly, to restore the moral position that the United States has occupied in the world since the end of World War I.
One other thing, the columnist George F. Will said recently that if Democrats cannot win an election under these conditions, given all the news in the last few months, then they're really in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, I generally don't respond to columnists, but thanks.
Well, is it true that if Democrats can't win?
I think that's silly. I mean, I really do. And it's just inside the Beltway stuff.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, thanks very much, Steve.
Howard Dean is chairman of the Democratic National Committee. If you missed it, you can hear our interview with Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Melman at npr.org.